Hello friends, this is Nitin and I welcome you to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So my today's guest speaker is Naval Gupta, who is a recognized lead generation and webinar specialist on LinkedIn. He is also the founder of DigiArise, a firm which provides lead funnel and sales automation services for its clients. And today, Naval will be talking to us about why it is all the more essential for businesses or founders to have their leads and sales on autopilot mode. Hi Naval, welcome to Jazair Audio and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much for inviting me on this podcast.
So let us start with the first question. Why is lead funnel on autopilot mode an absolute necessity for any venture these days?
Okay, so right now, as our economy or all of the world is going digital, and most of the processes can now be automated, including the lead generation part. And lead is what is the lifeline of any business. If you can get like high quality leads on automation, that is right now the best thing for any business. So for example, if as a marketer, I have worked with various clients and especially with local businesses. And I have seen that most of the businesses previously, what they did was they hired many people to do cold calls to people and then get their responses. And then whoever gave positive response, they marked them as a lead. So what happened was there was a lot of manpower involved in that. A lot of at least a good real estate agent would hire 10-15 people. And they had to manage all of the team just for generating 10 or 20 or maximum 50 leads in a day.
Right.
So that could be done easily, for a real estate agent. If you just make a simple landing page or a web page and then run Google Ads, you can drive at least 50-100 leads in a day, which would be very high quality. And that would be total on automation. You just need at least 2 people to run ads and 2 people to just follow up with the leads. So that is how we focus on, and that is why you should run lead generation on automation, because it will save a lot of budget on hiring resources, and that you could just invest in running ads, and that could do the trick.
So to summarize, having a lead generation system on automation helps you to A, generate high quality leads, B, reduce the overall cost of ownership, which is much less compared to having a dedicated resource team for lead generation, and C, because it's a process driven, there is a negligible chance of losing the leads.
Yeah, it's a process driven. You are making a system out of it.
Awesome. So what are the key mistakes that most entrepreneurs do in terms of lead generation? And as a result, how does it impact them?
Yeah, so in lead generation, the most impactful thing that can increase the revenue basically is high quality leads. Now, to generate high quality leads or basically to generate leads, there are most people or most businesses first advertise on Facebook, Google. And mm-hmm. The key mistake that I have noted is that they take all the platforms at same. For example, if you are running an ad on Google, it should be different from running an ad on Facebook.
Right.
And what I have observed is people are same ads on both the platforms. I have seen people who are Googling or people who are searching, or Google is basically an intent-driven platform. People who are searching, they know what they want. So if you show an ad directly to their search, you will get higher quality leads. Now, People who are browsing on social media, they just want to know what other people are doing, what their social groups are doing. And if you run an ad promoting your services, they would not be interested. And if they fill out the form, it would be just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
So I have observed that entrepreneurs or businesses just run ads promoting their services directly on social media, and that generates really, really low quality leads, and which is very harmful to any business, because they are just draining the budget of their ad spend. That's it. So they should follow a different strategy while running ads on Google and while running ads on any social media platform.
Okay, so basically you are suggesting that businesses should adopt a differentiated marketing strategy for Google and Facebook separately and not use a one-size-fits-all one.
Yeah, it should be platform-driven, and the ad should not look like an ad. It should be basically what people on social media, most of the people are watching videos. So you should use a video ad. In Google, if you are advertising on search, then your ad should look basically a search query. In YouTube, it should more look like a video.
Yeah.
So it should be basically more of the, it depends upon the platform. The ad should not look like an ad. It will lower the CTR, or basically higher, it will increase the cost per lead.
That's great. So tell us about your strategy and framework which you use to generate leads and sales on automation for your clients.
Okay, so primarily, like as a marketer, I have worked mostly with local businesses and also like many coaches, consultants who sell their like online programs such as courses, etc. online. So what we do is, in case of local businesses, like any restaurant, gyms, spas, etc., we only like follow a simple strategy. We directly run Google ads, search-based ads. For example, for a gym, we run whoever is searching gyms near me or like CrossFit gyms near me. We directly just run an ad on that query, and whoever clicks on that, he visits the specific web page, fill out his detail, and then there is an email follow-up, and then one person will just follow up with them over call and then invite them to the business, a gym or a spa. That's it. This is a simple strategy for local business. For an online course creator or an online coach, strategy is a little bit different, because as people are like right now, the education industry is booming, people are buying more and more online courses. So what we have developed the strategy for them is like, first, like what people are doing as of now, as due to this pandemic situation, people are jumping onto the webinars, people are conducting more and more webinars. So the conversion rates are very, very low if you directly advertise your webinars to your audiences.
Yeah.
The key to basically get highest sales on your webinars or any of your online course program is to establish trust with your audience first and then ask for a sale. And that's how basically humans also work. We become friends first and then ask for a sale or ask for a favor. If you directly ask for a favor from an unknown person, 99% of the time, he will just reject that.
Right.
So what we do is we educate our audiences through videos. We basically run ads. We basically make 5 or 6 videos of like 2 to 5 minutes, run ads promoting those videos. And whoever watches those videos, then we invite them to a free webinar, and then they opt in. We educate them on a webinar for about like 40-45 minutes, and then ask them to buy our course or program. So that is how like we work in these two businesses.
Impressive. So can you share 1 or 2 success stories of the clients who use your services and hence they benefited immensely?
Yeah, sure. So one of our clients is like a good hospital in India, that is Manipal Hospital, and we help them promote or like basically get them patients for their high specialty services such as like bone marrow transplant and like liver transplant, etc. So when they they was following a traditional process, they was just bulk SMSing people and then like cold calling. Yeah. So what we do is for them specifically, we just ran a survey and we realized like most of the people who were searching on Google, they were not filling forms. They were just calling directly hospitals. So we ran call ads on their particular queries in the particular area, and that hospital is in Gurgaon, Faridabad. So what we do is we ran local based ads, and that were only call ads. So whoever searches for bone marrow transplant, best hospitals in Gurgaon or Faridabad or whatever the region, an ad pops up on their Google search feed. When they click on that, they directly a call was scheduled, and the customer care operative just like told them, booked the appointment, and that's it. And we were generating around like 200 to 50 calls as of now for them in a day. So so that is like a good amount of basically calls for them. And we have also like set up a back-end process. For example, if someone calls and if the customer operator is not picking up the call, or for some reason the call gets disconnected, the number gets stored in their back-end, and there is a facility like missed call facility. Like if they receive a missed call, they will call back and so on. The back-end is also very smooth so that no lead is wasted.
Right.
So that is one of the things. And the second is like one of our client, we are also in online coaching and education space. So for them, one of our clients is a career coach, and he teaches finance students on how to get jobs in Big Four, etc.
Okay.
And he runs a coaching program, not any course. He runs a group coaching program. So for that, we use a strategy which I just described just now.
Yeah.
We basically run educational videos telling or resolving the pain points of our audience. And then whoever watched those videos, tell them to join our webinar, and on the webinar we sells our coaching program. Yeah. And we like industry lead, and that is how like we are doing it as of now.
Finally, while working as a freelancer, we believe that you used to earn between $3,000 to $4,000 a month. What was your secret sauce of achieving this milestone?
A little bit of a backstory. Like when I started in this journey, like I have tried all the things, affiliate marketing, SEO, all the things, but I've gained a lot of skills. So I like thought, okay, let's try with freelancing as my last resort. During some research, I like talked with some successful freelancers, and they told me like, okay, you can go to some portals like Upwork freelancing and try to get clients from there, because people are already posting their jobs over there, signed up on that platform. I was mostly focused on Upwork because I wanted to get international clients.
Yeah.
And Upwork is usually used by like people in US or Europe regions.
Yeah.
And the pay was also good. So before applying for jobs, I studied all successful freelancers in my vertical. Like I studied people in SEO, in people in Facebook ads, like what kind of proposals they were sharing and what kind of profile they had, and I just modeled all of those things into my profile, into my proposals, and then I started applying for the job.
Yeah.
And within like first month or so, I had a client for Facebook ads for basically local. She had a gym in Brooklyn, New York. So I signed up her as a client, and then once I had the client, my profile got boosted up, and I was just like very regular with the work. I was just browsing all the jobs daily. I was applying, like I took out like 2 hours just for browsing and applying on the jobs. Then like the job profile took up and I was like getting invites and getting jobs daily. So I was just like consistent. I studied all the successful freelancers, and then it was just the work of that I did, through which I was able to earn like $3,000-$4,000 in a month.
Great. So we have reached at the end of this podcast. Thank you, Naval, for being on board to Jazair Audio and sharing some great insights. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.